I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
The Burt Show.
Kristen, Jimmy is how old now?
2.5.
2.5. Cassie, your kids are how old now?
3.5 and 21 months, which is almost 2 if you don't speak monthies.
I'm just going to tell you, because I've been where you're about to go, all right? At some point, you're going to realize there are going to be certain instances where you are actually rooting against your kids.
I'm right there with you.
It's already happening.
I literally just had that thought over the weekend and was going to submit it as a personal story, and then I saw that it was on the schedule.
All right, let's hear yours, because I'm certain mine has changed over the last 2 weeks. Now, as they're growing up, I will say this, that, you know, as Hollis, my 16-year-old now, who's playing in soccer tournaments, that I know if they keep winning, I'm going to have to be there all weekend. So on the drive up, you know, like enthusiastically giving him his motivational speech, but in the back of my head going, God, I hope you guys are knocked out today. So I don't have to spend the whole time there, right? I have done that in the past. But now he's so excited about it that I almost hate to say it. And it has everything to do with the show Lioness. Yes, have you seen Lioness yet?
I haven't watched it yet, but it's getting really good ratings.
It's really, really great. Well, without giving too much away,
Zoe Saldana and Nicole Kidman are in it, right?
Yes, Without giving too much away, there's a scene in there where a bunch of kids are, 16-year-olds, are driving, and they're teenagers, okay? And the driver of the car is looking over at a video, like a TikTok, that another teen is watching. And something really bad happens to that car.
Yeah, I would imagine distracted driving causes a lot of accidents.
Really bad. So ever since I saw that scene, Hollis is supposed to get his driver's license in T-minus 15 days. He's been working really hard on it.
Studying.
Hard. I mean, really hard. Like a long online course. He and I are in the car all the time. I've spent money on driving, a driving school for him also. I've been just right there with him, enthusiastic. There's part of me hope he doesn't pass that test.
I know.
It's not a lot, but the fear now after watching that scene again is just like, every time he leaves the house, I feel like it's
when you
can't
think
be
about
secure
it,
about that.
When you think about it, and if especially if you're in a larger city with a lot of highways, the idea of a 16-year-old being behind the wheel of a car seems so stupid.
My 16-year-old has said to me, "It's stupid for 16-year-olds to be able to drive."
I agree.
Concur.
Yeah, I do.
What's yours? What are you hoping your kids fail? Anybody want to get in on this? 185. This is not where I was going, but maybe we can. Is there anything that you are hoping that your kids fail at right now? Secretly. 1-855-BIRCHA.
I recognize that this makes me a bad, unsupportive mother and parent. My daughter, we were hanging out this weekend, and she, hanging out. She's three. I have to look after her. Okay. Like, obviously, it sounded like we're hanging out. No, I was looking after her because I'm her mother and she needs me. But
did she wake up and go, Mom, is there anything on your schedule today? You want to hang out?
Do you want to hang out? Do you want to go to a winery together? Which is where we were, but she was not drinking. But, so we're sitting there and she goes, Mom, can I be a doctor when I grow up? And of course, my heart was like, yes. Mom, can I be a teacher when I grow up? And I was like, yes, you could do that too. And I was like, some doctors are even teachers. They teach people medicine. And then she goes, can I be an astronaut when I grow up? And I was like, no, you cannot be. I didn't say that. I said yes. But internally, I'm like, no, you cannot leave this planet and do a dangerous job. Like, I don't want you, which being an astronaut, I think any parent hearing their kids say, I want to be an astronaut when I grow up, especially like a little girl going into STEM, you're like, I've done something right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she hates me so much, she wants to leave the planet.
She can't get far enough away from
like,
me.
I'm going to start showing her space movies like Gravity with George Clooney and Sandra Bullock. I'm like, do you want that? No, stay here on the ground. Thank you.
So you're not like exactly hoping for failure just yet. You're just pointing her into a different direction.
I'm not going to point her in any direction. I'm not going to encourage it. And I am also not going to detract from it. She can make her own choices in life, but I am secretly hoping that she fails like whatever math test she need to get into space school.
Okay, let's normalize feeling like we'd be really cool with our kids failing. Carly, good morning. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. So it's actually like my mom was like really wanting me to start driving and everything. And I kind of wanted to fail because I didn't want to drive because I was scared of driving.
Uh-huh.
Because of everything you're scared of happening to Hollis and stuff with driving.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the opposite.
So did you blow the test on purpose?
No, because I'm just very competitive, so.
Couldn't lose.
Okay. I just hear just running into a fire hydrant on purpose. I got to get this thing over with. Good morning, Anita. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
All right, confession time.
So what do you want my daughter to fail at dancing.
At dancing.
Mm.
Okay.
And why is that?
So currently, she is in competitive dance, ballet, tap, cheer, gymnastics, everything.
Whoa.
The schedule is ridiculous. And I tell her all the time, I just wish you were mediocre.
That is good parenting right there.
Yeah,
set the bar right there in the middle. Not too high, not too low. Just right in the middle.
What a great way to tell your kid they're excellent without like being like, you're so amazing. Just like, I wish you were mediocre. So they know they're good.
Worst come to worst, you can do what my dad did. When I came home and told him I passed my test, he still wouldn't let me drive because he said I didn't pass his test.
Oh!
Hollis would never butt by that, though. He's probably a better driver than I am, to be honest with you.
How many times has he run into the garage?
He hasn't done it yet. Hadn't done it yet.
The Burt Show.